Oh yeah. Once again, welcome to the Alski Show. Another episode getting ready to get under the fucking belt. That's right. Before we get started, big shout out to the brother, George, from All The Right. Make sure you check out the store right here on Corona Avenue in Elmhurst. Give him a follow. Dope gear, dope graffiti shit, and all of that good stuff. Home of the truck book, the OT City truck book. That's right. Available at All The Right. Big shout out to Smut Life, BPLA, Boundless Brooklyn, Chris, Robots Will Kill, Mad Wanna, getting ready to get busy with a documentary on collecting cans. That's right. We bring it to you raw. I'd like to shout out my brother Zeus, Fads, Fuse 4, Bid, Danny Diablo on tour in Europe. Good luck, brother. I know you're going to knock him out the box. Shout out to Dio, Dref, Smog, Dera, Mace, Mer, Sev, Neo, Sloan, Break, Just, WF Family, In The Cut, Stick 'Em Up, Heck, and a big happy birthday shout out to my brother Zacto, ASK Family. That's right. Don't forget, support your small businesses. Everyone and anyone out there in graffiti land, big shout out to Scrapyard and Lowbrow. Shout out to everybody on the grind every fucking day. That's right. All right. It's a Queens thing tonight. I want to introduce to you my brother from another mother, JR1. What up?
What up, Al?
Same old shit. How's shit going, Jay?
Everything's all right, man. Happy to be here.
I hear you. Well, I want to shout out JRC, too. You know, he was feeling a little bit under the weather. And real good people. Make sure you check out his Instagram page. He's always
shout
flicking
out
shit.
JRC.
The OG in the fucking house at all the time. JR.
Talk to me, baby.
Tell these listeners, when you start writing, and who was an influence to you? I know I was, but... You
know. All right.
All right, let's get the show underway. Let's get it underway.
Let's do this.
Let's do this shit.
Basically, I started in 85. In the 90s, I went hard.
Uh-huh.
Who I looked up to when I came out, I saw my man Jew.
Yeah. Yeah, yo, that Jay. No joke.
Tyke. Louis.
Louis 167.
Rule.
There you go. School him.
J.A.
J.A. 1.
Hey. What else you want me to tell you?
Listen, we could go home right now, but, you know, we got plenty to talk about. So
shout out to all those boys.
Shout them all out. And who influenced you to write? Like, all right, you started 85, went hard in the 90s. You know, what was it all about? I mean, you know, you were chilling on the block, going to school, whatever the fuck it was.
We dropped out. Started hitting the streets.
Queens thing.
You know, me and my man, Cram.
Cram.
Shout out to Cram.
Man, shout him out wherever the fuck he is.
Yep. Shout out Dio. Dio was another one that brought me out too.
Nah.
My man.
Big Dio.
UDI in effect.
That's right. That's a good brother right there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We got to get him back on the show. We did an episode with him and Sev.
I was supposed to be there that day, but the cops were outside, and I was like,
let me keep it moving. Yeah, fucking excuses. You and your fucking excuses. Let me tell you something.
Cops don't mix.
Yeah, cops don't mix with anybody.
Fuck that.
But you know what? They protect the streets of New York and all around the world, the country, whatever the fuck you want to say. Yeah, you protect yourself. This is true.
You dial 911, I'll dial 357.
Ah, well, I know the homeboy Smith chills with Wesson. Hey, that's not bad, huh?
Hey.
All right, so give us a little war story. Start writing, you're doing your thing. Wind up bombing here, bombing there. What was the worst thing that ever happened to you while you were bombing?
The worst thing that ever happened to me was my man Len got his leg broken.
Ooh.
By the crew
Right, you can say whatever the hell you want. This is raw and uncut.
Yeah, it was TMR.
Shout out TMR crew.
Yes, sir.
They were behind a lot of crazy shit.
Yes,
they
sir.
They did their thing. That's for shit sure. Definitely part of history.
Yeah, man. We happened to roll by and see them bombing the bridge. And, you know, we happened to stop to see what they were writing. And they happened to walk away. And we were like, yo, don't walk away. Let's come back. Let's talk. They ran. We chased them. We went right into a fucking setup, yo. They went into a car. Four more came out.
Uh-oh.
We retreated. My man Len stayed over there. Got leg broken with a baseball bat.
Yeah, it's all water under the bridge.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Crime got his window broken.
How many times has that window been broken on that fucking car of his?
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Too many.
Yeah, okay. So what did you guys prefer to do when you were bombing? Highways, trucks, what?
Everything and anything.
Everything and anything.
Yeah.
But you basically started
I came out with my tags harder.
Yeah, you were definitely more like a street bomber, like
yes,
Vic
yes.
2.
Yes.
And then started
later,
seeing those big ass fucking JRs,
that's
fucking
it.
Signature, never changed, always the same, which
that's
is a
me.
Good thing.
That's me.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it type of shit.
That's me exactly.
And you know,
straight
you,
letter, that's me.
Me personally anyway, I mean I drive around and I look somewhere and I see an old faded JR tag and then you know, you drive and turn the corner and then you see a fresh JR tag. But the signature's always the same. So yeah. they can never mistake JR with anybody.
That's it. That's me.
That's a good thing. Me, on occasion, I flex.
That's
I change
stamp
it
of
up
approval.
I change it up a little bit just to show that, listen, I think I still got skills, but, you know,
hey.
That's my opinion anyway.
That's you.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. That's
to
me.
Each his own, my baby.
That's it. That's
my
it.
Brother.
That's it. So you were basically hitting Brooklyn from what I remember.
Man, we was hitting Brooklyn. We was hitting all of the herb spots. So everybody knew us there. Everybody, they thought we was from Brooklyn. When
uh-huh.
We brought Dio down with us, you know?
Dio's got a lot of shit under his belt, too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't sleep on Dio. I mean, that boy, he dropped some serious shit, too.
Yeah. I go with him once in a while, you know, when he's in the, when he's like on his little mission, on his drunk, he wants to go bombing everything. And I'm like, D, you got to calm down. He's like, nah, let's do this. Let's go. And I'm like, yo, my man, one time I had to leave him. He was so twisted. He had me bugging in the city.
I remember that.
I had to say, yo, my man, pull over for a second. Let me use the bathroom. I had to jump on and fucking run away from this cat because he was so twisted. He was like, where you going?
Daytime action.
Daytime. I was like, nah, it's not me, B. I'm sorry, man. I float under the radar. I'm not trying to get caught out there.
I prefer nighttime, but if I could get it in the day, why not? I mean, the tag here and there doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
But,
you
know,
get away with it. We can do it. Do it.
You know, it's like today, you got permission spots. You could do them in the daytime. And
definitely.
It's a different ball game. But, you know, to me, graffiti should always stay true to the roots of the game. You know, how do you say it? Under the radar, like you said before, you know, like a secret society type of thing. But today, it's mainstream. It's, you know... look, I do a show. I interview whoever wants to come on the show. You know, it's good because people get knowledge of it. But I'm sure people talk shit. You know, why you doing a show? Why you doing a show? But listen, the story is always good to hear. And you know, we're getting a little older, and then you got the new generation coming in, and they're doing their thing. They do it differently, or they do it the same, or whatever the case may be. But when we were bombing, it was more like we didn't want to know who was who.
Exactly.
So, I mean, now I got to say I know...
Everybody knows who the fuck is everybody now.
I know a lot of writers. I've met a lot of writers because of the show or going to shows, events, things, you know, of that nature. I do miss what graffiti was, but now, you know, it's like a hookup. You know, you get to meet people you were influenced by, looked up to, or whatever the case, or however you want to call it. And, you know, I don't see nothing wrong with that as well. But graffiti will never be the same. I mean, you know, it's not like early 70s and the train era and all of that shit, you know, bombing garbage trucks and postal trucks. Now it's, you know, you got to stay away from certain things that you hit because you don't want to go to jail. I mean, you go to jail regardless.
Exactly.
But, you know, you're riding on a train and they catch you, you're pretty much done.
Thanks.
You know.
Yeah.
But there's so many things that you could possibly do today, you know, painting legally. You could go to shows and sell your shit and, you know,
do
the website.
Canvases.
And, yeah, which I love. You know, make sure you visit outtocrash.com, you know, right. T-shirts and
hoodies.
Truck books, hoodies,
markers,
you name it. It's all
it's
good
there.
Shit. But let's forget about the website. But now, when you and I met, you know, we know each other for a minute.
Yes,
when
sir.
You and I met, it was pretty funny because, you know, we didn't know who we were.
Yeah.
You know, and then I remember when I met Cram. Now, Cram, I'm not going to say how we met, why we met, but then he was like, yo, I'm Cram 1. And I'm like, Cram 1? And I'm like... like, what the fuck? What's a Cram 1? And he was like, yo. But I knew when he said Cram, I knew who he was. I was like, what the fuck is Cram? What is that?
Yeah.
But we wound up chilling pretty fucking hard. You know, I miss him. You know, we're not on speaking terms right now. But,
same thing over here.
Yeah, he was definitely a true brother when he was around. And then you popped up and he kept saying, Junes, my nigga Junes, J.R.
Yeah, man. I know that kid since we
and the
up.
Stories I heard about you, other than the bombing, forget about it. I mean, I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, what am I getting involved with? But then, you know, we wound up fucking hanging out and bombing and
getting along.
Yeah, we
getting it in.
Yeah, you know, this is more, you know, this episode right here is more of me and June, JR, you know.
Just chilling.
Just bullshitting. You know, we are friends. We are tight. You
good
know,
friends.
We see each other. It's not like, you know, I just call them up and say, hey, you want to do the show type of shit. But, you know, we do get personal. Graffiti artists, vandals, whatever you want to call us, criminals. We all have life.
We have families.
After paint.
Exactly.
And we do chill and we do go places together and grab something to eat and whatnot and scheme the next fucking spot. You know.
Like
which is all good. Which is all good. So, what do you think about like the legal wall versus the bombing? What's your look at it? Like, what do you say if you're driving by and someone's doing a legal spot, or does that excite you more than driving down the boulevard and actually running into someone bombing? I mean,
that excites me more.
That's pretty cool too.
You know,
because
what I'm saying?
you see them in action and you know what they're gonna fucking do.
Just the other day, I was seeing this cat taking a picture of this kid on Queens Boulevard.
Right.
And I walked up to him. I said, "Yo, what you write?" He goes, "I don't write." I said, "I see you taking pictures of graffiti." And he was like, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, anyway, I'm gonna let you know who I am. I'm JR1." He's like, "Get the hell out of here, you JR1. I was like, "That's who I am. Have a good one." Walked away, jumped in the car, and just drove up.
And what did he write? You never found out?
Nah, I didn't give a fuck. it was a white kid, some yuppie with glasses. You know, he didn't want to tell me. He's like, I don't write.
Maybe
so I was like,
just,
whatever.
Maybe he was just a
photographer. He was a fan. He knew who I was.
All right. Well, listen, there's a lot of photographers out there doing their thing.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got...
shout out to Steve.
Steve from Empty in Cans. You got Urban Hooker doing his thing. You got a JRC, of course. I got to shout
him
out.
Yes, sir. JRC, you the man, baby.
He bombs, flicks. He does it all. But one guy I gotta give big fucking props to. I mean, anybody out there, if you want to see some dope fucking footage, pictures, video clips, you got to check out my man Fabricios.
Fabricios,
it's Fabricios. I hope I spelt it right. This guy got some ill ass fucking pictures, and you know, I saw, you know, it's not that I'm on Instagram 24/7, but one of the last clips I saw, I don't know who was riding the front of the train, and it was a live shot, no bullshit, and you see someone standing in a fucking niche in a tunnel, and you see fucking Edo fill-ins. Big shout out to Edo from the Bronx. And shout out Lex. Shout out everybody up in the Bronx.
Yes, sir.
But Fabricio's, we spoke. We follow each other. I'd actually like to meet him. This guy's phenomenal, bro. Phenomenal on the fucking, on the camera. I don't know if he's iPhone flicking or, you know, shooting with a fucking $5,000 camera. Whatever the fuck it is, this motherfucker got some ill-ass shit. And pitches that you will never step, you will never put foot on the territory this guy covers. But, all right. Big shout out to everybody out there documenting graffiti, which, you know, is a good thing. Just like, you know, like you got the old school writers that have been documenting, you know, Zeus has a collection of old shit. JRC's got old flicks. There's so many people out there that have them, you know, like Shone. Shout out Shone.
I love that the old school writers are coming back.
Shout out to all FC with all the dope pitches.
Yes, and sir, FC.
That's my brother right there. He always hooks a brother up. Can't forget him. But, you know, like even with like all these old pitches resurfacing, you know, it's nice to see the old shit because you're like, yo, I remember passing by and seeing that. And, you know, especially like the Allen Street Boys from Lee, you know, the Howard Duck and the Lion and all of that shit. It's great to see those pitches. And of course, you gotta take your hat off to Martha Cooper. I believe that's Martha, the one from the book. Forgive me for my dumbness. There's too many names running around in my head right now, but Martha Cooper.
It's all good.
And everybody else out there. So now, out of the old school writers, once you start getting knowledge, you know, who was out there that was banging? I mean, because I could answer the question over and over. I probably give the same answer 90% of the time, and then 10% I'll throw somebody else in. You know, like, what was the ultimate graffiti writer, you know, to you? Who? You know, one of, or two of, three of, four of?
All right. I got to give it to my man J.A.
Uh-huh.
My man J.D.
J.D.
Set. C.O.
Cost. That's Queens thing.
Yes, sir.
That's Queens thing. I don't know where J.A.'s from, but the rest of them pretty much were Queens. From the borough of Queens. Yeah.
Shout out to my man Dover, my man Nat.
Ah, shout him out. Shout him out.
It's my boys from Brooklyn.
Hey, yeah. Dover put in the fucking work.
Yes, sir.
And he still does.
Yes, sir.
And he still does. Hopefully I get him on the show soon. I mean,
whenever you're ready, I'll call him for you.
We're in the talks. I mean, I don't like saying if they're coming, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's Brooklyn, you know, Brooklyn bomber, you know, pretty much all city to me, you know. Got to shout out CE, too.
Yep,
King
CE,
Kong Killer.
Sin 4.
Where the fuck are you? Give me a fucking call.
Sin 4. What up, baby?
Shout him out. So what do you prefer? Rust-Oleum, Krylon, you know, from back in the days?
Back in the days, I used Krylon.
Krylon. You're just like me.
Krylon, baby.
Ultra Flat Black, the best.
Semi-flat black. Ultra Flat Black, semi-flat black.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Anything flat.
Uh-huh.
Anything
the flat. High heat and color.
Yeah, well, the paint for the car motors and
there
shit.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, Rust-Oleum was good back then, but like...
With the fat caps, the garbage cans.
I mean, we all know today Krylon is dead.
Yeah.
You know, nah, Rust-Oleum's still out there, but I personally don't like it. I think it's too watery.
Yeah.
I personally think it's too watery, but... So you were a Krylon.
Yes.
Krylon head.
I was a Krylon fan.
And what else were you into other than the graph?
Smoking weed.
into, yeah, okay, smoking weed. All right, why not? That's what you're into.
Cars,
yeah, we all know that. Cars, BMX, all that shit.
Freestyling.
Video games.
Yes, sir. I'm a kid at heart.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, being a kid is just, you know,
mentality. I don't ever
want
to grow up.
The numbers are just numbers as far as age goes.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So when was the last time you actually hit? I mean, don't talk about recent, but the last time you hit something big that you actually thought you were going to get bagged. Everybody has a story like that.
Oh, we were in the junkyard. It was me and Dio. Mm. We were up on a rooftop. Mm-hmm. And I was doing the biggest JR. I had the ladder out, taking my time. The ghetto cop that came by. I said, oh shit, Dio, we're going to get bagged up here. Dio was like, oh my God, let's get the fuck out of here. I was like, relax, don't worry about it. I'm up there spraying. Dio was shitting in his pants. Dio, it's funny. Dio says, yo, listen, I'm going to hold the ladder for you so you can do this faster. I said, all right. I go to the tip top. Now, the ladder doesn't have the rubber pieces in the bottom to grip it. So I tell him, yo, check it out for me. See how what it looks like. I'm 12 feet all the way up in the air. He lets go of the ladder, and guess what?
Bust the jazz.
Oh, my God. I came straight down. Boom. Bust my ass, and I almost fell off the damn roof.
Bam.
Another 12 feet down.
Bam.
I'm looking at him laughing. He said, what are you laughing at? I said, I sprained this shit out my ankle.
Lucky.
He said, why are you laughing? I said, because I don't want to cry.
You're lucky you ain't fucking kill yourself.
Hell yeah. I was like, look at this. A couple of more feet, I was off the roof.
Jesus Christ. What was your favorite racking spot?
Pergament.
Which one? The one out on Floral Park? Where was that? That was
Grand. That's 69 and Grand.
Oh, 69th and Grand. Yeah. I remember that one.
I think we put him out of business.
Probably. I think everybody racked Pergament. I mean, I actually liked Home Depot better.
Home Depot?
Yeah. I mean, it was closer to the house. It was closer to get to. Easier.
So they started putting on the gates.
Yeah, but little do people know. I mean, they could put the gates up, but
they still get them.
You could still get them. I mean, all you got to do is climb the shelf. They're right on top of the fucking cage.
Hey. You know, that's right.
I don't think people ever realize that. I tried to figure out the easiest way possible. You know, other than walking into the old school hardware stores.
Yes, sir.
You know, but nah.
Nowadays, you can't even bag them shits, B.
So who
the Montanas? You ain't bagging them.
Probably not. Who was the king of the rack out of you and your bombing partners?
King.
Cramp? Yeah.
Yo, this fucking
kid.
Yeah,
come on. Tell me a story about it. I mean, come on.
This kid, yo, we got hobbies. We build models,
right? Right.
We go to Toys R Us. Go get the models. You get a value pack. Four.
Right.
Cram's like, all right, I'm going up to the desk. I'm gonna pay for it. He's like, you know, all I need is just one. Goes to the cashier. He's in the front of me. And he's got some lady in front of him. And he's like, yo, man, I can't wait no more. He pulls out his AV, opens up his AV, and he sticks this big model right in his jacket and walks right out. And I'm like, no effing way is this kid walking out with that model in front of security. And they ain't even stop him.
Well, maybe they were scared of him. I mean, he was a little bit intimidating if you looked at him.
I said, this fucking guy, man. I had to pay for mine, but he got away with his. It's all good.
Nah, it's all good. Fuck it. It is what it is.
It's a nut.
So I know you guys were fucking into the cars for sure. What was one of the favorite racks on that?
Racks on what?
Well, just everybody liked cars. I mean, you know.
Racking cars?
Yeah. Come on,
know
Jay.
What you're talking about.
Oh, you got a front like that? Yeah. No. That never mind. That was somebody else. I remember one day. Cram goes to me, yo, you got to do me a favor. You got to drop this car off with me. Just follow me.
Oh, my God.
So I'm driving this car. And it had keys, too. That was the funny part. And I'm driving this car. I'm not going to say where. And I'm saying to myself, for some reason, man, I don't know, man. This isn't a favor.
This kid is a nut.
So I'm following him to where we put the car anyway. And I'm like... I start opening the glove box. There's nothing in there. I open up the armrest. There's nothing in there. I look in the side compartments. There's nothing in there.
He cleaned it out.
And there's no radio. So I'm like, this motherfucker got me driving a fucking hot car. So I park the car, right? He pulls over and he's with his arm out the window. And I park the car, shut it off. And I'm saying to myself, this guy didn't even tell me if this was bagged or not. So it was summertime. I take my shirt off. and I start wiping down everything that I fucking touched, and he's beeping the horn. I'm like, this guy's got to be kidding me. So I wipe the shit down, and now I'm starting to shit in my pants. I'm like, this fucking guy really put me in a situation. So I get in the car with him, and I'm like, yo, whose car is that, B? He's like, yo, it's my boys. It's my boys. I'm like, yeah, who? Where's he live? Oh, yo, he lives right there. I'm like, so why ain't you ringing the bell? He's like, nah. I'll check him later. I'll check him later. So I'm saying to myself, this motherfucker's going to play me like a fucking dummy. So get in the car, whatever. We bounce. And we go to the store up here on Corona Avenue. And he's like, yo, let's go get some more weed. So I'm like, all right. So he fucking whips out a handful of fucking quarters.
Oh, my God.
So I look at him. I'm like, yo, dude, I ain't walking into no store with no fucking quarters. You could go get that shit. Yo, that motherfucker told me, like, wait a fuck later. And he was like, yeah, I came off, blah, blah, blah. It was a favor. I had to get rid of it. So I'm like, all right, whatever. But he had no shame.
No shame at all.
No shame at all, man. It's like he could fucking steal candy from a fucking baby and not think twice about it.
No shame
at all.
I'm not going to even get into that.
But yeah, let's forget about that. But so now, how did you and Dio link up?
Dio and we all lived on the same block.
Well, that was, that's right.
Dio lived on the same block as us.
And who got into the writing first, you, Cram, or Dio?
Dio, Cram, me, last.
And you were last.
Yeah.
I remember Dio had gotten hurt by the pool that time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the country club.
Yeah, that was a good spot back in the days. Yeah. We used to go in there.
I saved them.
We used to go in there. We used to chill for free. Uh-huh. We used to fucking eat for free.
Fury.
That was the shit back in the days.
And you can catch snakes over there. When they were in construction, we were in there. Me, Dio, Cram, Aqua, mm-hmm. Peanut, whatever. And we're walking around, and there was a beam sticking out. True talk.
Rebar?
A beam.
A beam?
A metal rod sticking out of a
rebar. Okay.
Boom. Boom. I'm walking around. I'm in the lead. Next thing I know, I hear Dio screaming, yo, I got bit by a snake. I said, a snake? I ran over there. I said, let me see this fucking snake. Come over there. He's got a fucking bar in his leg.
Clean through.
Right through. And I was like, holy shit.
That's some fucking snake.
Yo, we were like 9 years old. And I was like, yo, D, don't move. I'm going to pull this shit out your leg.
Oof.
I pulled it out his leg. All you saw was blood gushing everywhere.
Wow.
I took off his sock, wrapped him around, took my man on the skateboard, said, yo, we pushed him home.
Skateboard?
He was a pretty chunky boy, you know.
why wouldn't you call fucking 911?
Because we were by the country club. We were by the dumps.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, a situation like that, you got to fucking...
Who are we going to call? We're young little kids. We're at 9 years old. You think we got cellular phones at that time?
No, of course not.
So we put him on a skateboard. We pushed him to his mom's house, told his pops, yo, we're going to bring him to the hospital. Bring him to the hospital. He got operated, and then... He's chilling now.
Yep. Oh, it could have been worse.
Yes, sir. Shout out to you, D. I love you.
That's good people. That's good people. That's that's like just one of the fucking stories. When we first started hanging out, I mean, all the stories, the shit we used to do, it was really amazing. I mean, we never really got in trouble, like, once we linked up anyway. But you guys... We're always into some crazy shit.
We're always getting into trouble.
Always.
Cram was the troublemaker. Well, I was the trouble.
Yeah.
Kid would steal cars on the block and strip them right in front of his house.
Yeah, he was a sick fucking puppy, that's for shit sure.
Put him in his driveway.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, well. Life goes on.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. So what do you think about these artists painting... You know, they really never put any time into the graffiti game, and they come
what
out.
What artists?
They
that
do
niggas is fags. Get out of here.
Murals and that's what I'm asking.
You
want
to see art? Listen, I'll show you art.
What are you?
Don't
do
let
you
me
think?
Catch them shits. I'll go right over them. Just slap some JRs right over them. Everybody should do it too. Fuck that. That shit ain't art. That shit is garbage. It's a waste of paint.
Claim the streets.
Claim your streets back.
Reclaim.
That's it. Let's take it back.
So you're not into that.
No.
Type of
no, that's
artwork.
Not art.
No,
nope.
What do you feel? What do you feel about people that never really put any work in the street, and they, you know, they do their thing, and they think they're, you know, graffiti writers?
They ain't shit to me. I don't know you. I don't see you.
You don't see them.
You ain't
don't
catching
know
my eye.
Well, that's your opinion. I mean, but so you don't, you're really not into like that commissioned work and shit like that. I mean,
no, sir.
There's nobody out there that you think was a street bomber that's getting paid on their artwork? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I don't look too much. I work.
Yeah, well, we all work.
I mean, work shit, every I work day like a Mexican.
Well, I work every fucking day, too, but that don't mean I don't see shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
No.
I don't get out too much, buddy.
You're full of shit.
Like I said, I'm under the radar.
You are full of shit. Right now, if I told you let's go, you'd be the first one to say, all right, let's get some
do
paint.
It. You know me.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Like I said, if you ain't catching my eye, I'm sorry. I can't tell you what. I don't know what to tell you. Bomb harder.
So do you ever plan on retiring?
No.
Never?
Never.
So paint is in your veins like that?
Yep.
Forever.
Ever and ever.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, shit, I dropped out of the game, but you know what? I was always fucking doodling something. If there was something for me to write on,
I mean, if I got
on,
a can, I'll do it. I'm not going to go all out and get caught.
Right.
Too old for that.
Yeah.
Been caught in the 90s for it, did enough community service. They ain't getting nowhere, not a day from me no more. Not
yeah.
A penny, no lawyers.
Fuck the lawyers.
Fuck that.
They're fucking more corrupt than the politicians.
Yes.
Oh. Well, some of them are politicians. So what do you think about this Hillary and Trump? I mean, I know it ain't got nothing to do with graffiti, but
get the hell out of here with this.
Man, come on. I mean, everybody got an opinion. You don't?
Nope.
You don't care?
I don't vote.
You don't? So you don't really give a shit, just as long as you're living.
I don't. As long as I'm living, my family's good. That's all that matters.
So you're
to
not
me
a Democrat, and you're not a Republican.
Shit about them.
Wow, that's fucking straight, fucking forward.
Sorry.
So you leave the faith of the future president.
As long as I don't get drafted, we good to go.
But we're too old to get drafted.
You know what I'm saying?
Forget the draft. We ain't going nowhere. We're past that age. So you really don't give a fuck.
Nope.
Who's president?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Well, president, yeah.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, who do you like?
None of them.
None of them?
None of them. All right. It's all bozos. Especially Hillary. Get the hell out of here.
What's wrong with Hillary?
It's the lady.
It's well,
no, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Of course she's a lady.
Who's going to listen to her?
I don't know.
The whole world?
I don't know. I mean, but all right. So what did you think of when her husband was president?
Oh, that clown?
Oh, he was a clown too.
Another one.
Well, he was into cigars.
Oh, yes, he was.
Well, if he was into
were
cigars,
she stuck
by his side. I give her that much. But do you think she's out to, you know, to get revenge? You know, because how funny is it going to sound when let's just say she wins.
Okay.
All right. And they introduce her as the president of the United States.
Of
America.
Canada.
And normally, like, if they say the president of the United States, Barack Obama, and first lady, right?
Hillary?
No, I don't even know her name. Obama's...
Oh, his wife?
Yeah, Obama's wife. Well, whatever, anyway. How funny is it going to sound if they introduce Hillary as the president of the United States? Are they going to refer to Clinton as the first man?
That's a good one.
Ah, that's pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe the first lady? Or maybe the first tobacco king? Well, whatever. Listen, we're not into the politics. I just find that kind of funny to wonder. I mean, it's, you know, what would it sound like? I mean, people get used
hilarious
to it. I mean, did you ever think you would, you know, live to see a woman as president? I mean, that's if she wins.
Yeah.
Me personally, I think the government already has the president appointed.
Yes, sir.
I think this is all a bullshit charade.
Uh-huh.
And I personally feel that the president is a puppet.
How do you feel about Trump?
How running? Do I feel about Trump? He's a businessman.
He should stay in business.
Well, you know, listen, everybody got pros and cons. Trump is a businessman, and he's looking to make money. And he's trying to say that he wants to fix...
the world?
The world. I mean, isn't that what a president's supposed to do?
True.
But, you know, I mean, me personally, I'm not going to voice my opinion on who I think should win, but listen, you know...
this guy's one a
type of person
Alski,
has different opinions compared to another type of person. So this is going to be fun when the time comes down to the nitty gritty, and you know the new president of the United States is introduced. We'll probably have this conversation again.
Oh yeah,
and you know, according to a lot of people, they're going to be moving over to Canada. That's you know if they say if Trump wins. They're leaving the United States and going to Canada.
Oh, really?
That's what they say.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving?
Keep it moving.
Well, the way I look at it...
still living.
I can't remember. Somebody posted on Instagram, who you kidding? You can't even move out of your mama's house. What makes you think you're going to move to Canada? I can't remember who posted. A few people did. I found that funny.
That's a good one.
So you don't give a shit about the president, you don't give a shit about cops. So you're pretty much an outlaw.
Basically.
I mean, if we were back
under the radar.
If we were back in the Wild West, you'd probably just, you know,
bing bing bing.
Ricochet rabbit. Well, okay. Well, that's a good way to be, I guess. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion and their thoughts. So you really don't give a fuck who wins.
No.
No, just as long as you could drive, eat, smoke, sleep,
that's it.
Pay the bills,
yep.
Put money in your pocket.
Get high, good to go.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I agree with that, though. I mean, everybody should vote. I mean, the people, you know what's funny? The people that don't vote
can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Big.
So you wouldn't want to be part of history saying, I voted for him.
No.
No?
Hell no.
Damn, door closed like that. Don't give a fuck.
F them niggas.
Holy shit. Wow. That's pretty fucking crazy. Well, yeah, I don't know.
If you make it a better place, do your thing.
Do your thing. But whoever it is, you don't give a fuck because you just want to do your thing.
Exactly.
All right. That's good.
They ain't paying my bills.
That's good. All right. On the bombing scene today.
Talk to me.
Who's putting in the work, according to JR?
Okay.
Now you got to give me your opinion.
Z.A.
Cone.
Wow.
Come on, dude. There's a lot of people putting
Sev.
In work. Sev. Shout out, Sev. You got to shout out, Sev.
Definitely.
Sev is definitely a staple in the graffiti society.
Easy. Sin 4.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Damn, Al, you got me here, man.
How the fuck did I get you? Obviously, you didn't smoke enough.
No.
Because normally you talk so much, I got to tell you to shut the fuck up. All right. All right. So these are the people you see putting in work.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people putting in work, you know. But if you don't mention certain people, then they're like, yo, he didn't see my shit, you know. But I gotta shout out Order. That kid's putting in the work. He's putting in the work. I mean, you gotta, you know, free Order, you know, he got bagged, he came out, he's still doing his
thing.
What's
his name, Order?
Order, yeah.
You know,
the throwies that look like, no disrespect to him, but it looks like a heart. The O is a heart. And his R is sort of like rounded like a P. Come on, dude. You really need to check your fucking eyes.
Sorry.
But I'd like to shout out Order. I'd like to shout out
Out to your homie.
Poe, Jep, you know, Joe 21.
Oh, Joey Jep.
Shout out SRNBK. Shout out everybody. Shout out Over and fucking Keps and Big shout out to my brother JN and shout out JN, Swift, WB. Idea, fucking Germs. Shout out everybody out. Shout out the whole fucking Instagram. Shout out the followers too.
Shout out to all my boys.
Hey, shout them out.
Shout out.
Now let's change it up a little bit.
Big you're walking, Vamp.
You're
what
walking.
Up, baby?
You're walking down. You're walking. Yeah, shout out Vamp. I haven't reached out to him. Got to reach out to Vamp. You're walking down the street.
Talk
right.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm talking 80s, 90s, the way we used to roll. What would it play out to be? You're walking down the street. Someone's bombing, duffel bag full of paint. Do you look to see who it is, or do you look to take his paint?
I look to see who it is. I walk right up and be like, "What's right?"
Okay, and that's it.
That's it.
You wouldn't be the type that would just fucking snuff him for his paint.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
You never snuffed anybody for their paint.
No.
Really?
Really? I'm not a bully.
Oh shit! I thought you'd rat fucking. You'd take their paint.
Nah.
No,
it's not me. I'm not a bad guy.
Did you ever
go over me? We'll see what's gonna happen.
Did you ever steal anybody's sneakers?
No.
No.
Nope.
Did you ever steal anybody's bike?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you wouldn't steal their paint, but you would steal their bike. That's funny shit. That's definitely funny.
I take their real bikes too.
Nah. Right. Okay. So you wouldn't. That's funny. That's really funny shit. You would steal their bike, but you wouldn't steal their
paint. Back in the day, them bikes were the shits.
And they still are. Yeah. They're still worth money.
They're not like the new ones.
No, the new bikes are too expensive and they're junk.
Garbage.
What was your favorite old school bike? I used to have a Super Goose. I love that fucking bike.
That's a nice bike.
That shit was all chrome. It had the fucking array of fucking aluminum rims with the red fucking holes.
Yes, those are the Procrast rims.
Those fucking things were nice. I remember I had a Comet seat, which back then was the lightest seat made. It was the seat and the pole were one piece. I had a one piece crank. That was like the time where the two piece and the one piece, which one was better? Me personally, I like the one piece.
What was your first bike?
My first
was a Super Goose.
Was a Super Goose.
Mine was a Laser 2000.
And not for nothing, if I'm not mistaken, I think CE bought that bike. CE or some other kid bought that bike off of me. This is way, 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 way back.
Then I had a Hutch Pro Racer.
The Hutch was nice. The quad angle was nice.
Kuwahara.
Ah, very good bike.
What I have now, Harrow Master.
You know,
and a Hutch Trickstar.
I can't remember where I got the bike from, but I wound up getting, it was a GT, all white.
It's a World Tour.
That's what it was? It had, everything was white. The chain was white, the rims were white, the hubs were white.
World Performer.
I gave it to my cousin like an asshole, and he never used it, and then one day I was like, yo, dude, give it back. And he was like, yeah. Never saw him again. Never saw him again. That bike's got to be worth at least two, three racks.
Hell yeah, easily.
And that bike was beautiful. I don't know what the fuck possessed me to give it to him. Oh, he was a little kid and he didn't have a bike, so yeah. I gave it to him.
You felt bad for him.
Yeah, now I feel bad that I gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I got it back. If I ever run into him again and he got that shit in his garage, I'm taking it.
I hear you.
Fuck that. I don't think I paid for that bike.
Claim
I can't
it.
Remember where the hell I got it from. But anyway, so you into the bikes today. Car models, fucking cars still, of course.
Music, hooking up cars.
And of course, the graffiti.
Definitely.
So would you ever consider doing like canvases to sell or?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had a couple.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had a whole bunch. They weren't going nowhere, but I just gave them all away to my homies. I said, here, since you're all my homies, take them. The next bunch that comes around, they're getting all sold. F that.
Man. Well, look, today, there's money to be made.
Yeah.
Definitely money to be made. But I don't know. I still can't believe you would pass somebody up instead of taking their paint.
Nah, it wasn't like that.
Wow. I don't know, man. Back then, it was like you didn't want people to know who you were. But then again, if someone rolled up on you and tried to take your paint.
They're getting it.
Did they ever try rolling up on you?
Oh, plenty of times.
To steal your paint or just to fight?
To fight.
Well, you were a fighter. You're still a fucking fighter. You still don't give a fuck.
I just don't take it.
What made you that way? That's a crazy question, but...
That's a good one.
But what made you that way? I mean, I remember when I met you.
I gotta blame my pops for that.
Yeah, all you did was fucking fight, want to fight, fucking... Even to this day, yo, you got beef with that nigga, I'd fucking take that motherfucker out. You're still like that.
Hey, man. It's the tiger in me.
I hear you. I hear that.
Yeah, that goes within my father, yo.
Man.
Growing up. Being picked on in school till I got older, so I ain't taking this shit no more. You know, you bleed just like me. So, what could I do?
So you think you did enough bombing to leave your name fucking embedded in society?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I did pretty good for myself.
I think
too.
I could do some more. You know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think I could do some more too. Name I think I still bells. Got it in me.
Uh huh.
I definitely got it in me. I mean, who the fuck am I kidding?
All my paint, I just keep stacking up, ready to go.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, we're going.
What's your favorite paint today?
Montana's.
Montana Blacks.
Love them.
Well, I actually like that speed.
They're nice and smooth.
I love
that.
The speed
shit.
Is nice to, uh-huh. to street bomb. The black has got to be one of the dopest blacks. But the Montana Blacks, I got to agree. You know what? I keep saying it over and over and over again. I'm not going to use nothing. Then I go through the paint, and I got a couple of rustles. I got a couple of this, a couple of that.
Kills.
Go bombing, and I they like those suck. Cans. The kills are the shit.
Yeah? I never used it. You gave me a can. I never used it yet.
Really?
Yeah.
The kills is the best. I think, you know, bombing-wise, quick filling, that's the dopest shit. And then you just fucking give it a fat outline, crispy Montana Black.
So we'll go check it out on the tracks this week.
Yeah, well, why not?
Test it out.
But that kills is the best. And, you know, people that continue to use Rust-Oleum, everybody has their reason. The number one reason is they say they're free. Because they walk up into fucking Home Depot and they rack them. That's why they use them. But I don't know. After a while,
they lose their flavor.
I don't like them. Yeah, you remember when we hit that freight car and it was pretty cold out and fucking things were just fucking running?
Yeah.
That shit turned me off after that.
You.
You know, and then I got BZ telling me, well, you got to use the right GIF. And I'm like, you know what? If I can't pull a can out and use it, then, you know, I didn't go
What's
to college.
Yeah.
I didn't go to college to figure out what cap is what. You know, then you got people that know their caps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, me, thin outline caps, I can't remember the name. You know, those green joints with the A, I think they're Montana caps or... Well, they have like a, it looks like a triangle.
Those are the Montanas.
Those are the Montanas?
Yeah. And they got the dot in the middle.
Level one,
uh-huh.
I think, is the best fucking skinny cap. Montana Black stock caps, I think, are dope. What the hell are you doing with my caps there? Are you begging the shit out of my car? Yeah. These right here.
Yeah, that's them. Those
these are the best. I heard they're going to stop making them.
They're slow. They've slowed the pressure down.
Yeah, and they're nice and thin.
Uh-huh.
They're nice and thin. They work good on a high pressure can.
Yes.
You know? So I gotta agree with you. Montana Blacks are the best. I'm not a big fan of, you know, Beltan. I mean, they're great cans, but I'm not a big fan of that. I happen to like the Montana
guys,
Blacks the best. And
you
they
guys
got
happen
a
to
nice
like collecting
large
Rust-Oleums
variety.
Too?
Huh?
You like collecting Rust-Oleums too?
Yeah, I got Rust-Oleum.
What is the deal with that?
Well, listen, I always like the Scotties, you know, and they
I don't collect them, I empty them. Next.
Yeah, well, that's the difference between me and you, you and I.
Yes, sir.
I like actually, you know, getting nice old cans. And I got to thank Zeus. Zeus is
Big
giving
Z
me quite a
house.
Fucking, he's giving me quite a few gifts, I got to say.
Yes, sir.
And he's got a collection beyond belief. And,
I believe you.
You know, he's just one of those fucking hunters. He'll go to fucking auctions, estate auctions and shit like that.
Wow.
Yeah, he'll hunt the motherfuckers down. Just like they do with the cars.
Yeah.
He does the same shit.
It's like the signs and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me tell you, man, he's got gems. Gems, gems, gems. He may not be, you know.
But are they worth something?
Yeah, man.
How much is one can worth?
Dude, it depends. It depends. Listen, he shot out a price for a fucking Red Devil can.
Uh-huh.
I almost had a fucking heart attack.
Get the high.
Rust-Oleum's too. There's certain colors. Just like the Jungle Green, the Krylon Jungle Green.
That's the Hunter Green.
No, Jungle Green. It looks like the Cuda Green. Dude, if you see some of these cans, they're worth fucking money. Wow. The Rust-Oleum fucking, the greens, the whatever. I'm not like, you know, the collectors that know the exact colors, but, you know, you got the Fed colors that are fucking off the rack. You know, you got people that know the weight of the can, the year of the can. I mean, it's stated on there, but certain people know what to look for, and when they find it, they'll buy it because the person selling it probably doesn't know what it is and what it's worth.
Like a fine
wine. Yeah, there you go. I mean, me personally, I know there's a lot of collectors out there, and you know, that kid from Seattle, Mad Warner, he's got a nice Instagram page too on his finds, and I need to get more info on it, but he's documenting people with collecting the paint and shit. When I have more info and maybe, you know, somewhere to look, a link, a bio, or whatever, you know, I'll put people onto that. But, you know, salute to everybody out there that fucking collects paint, because you know what? That's just like you going up to fucking Maine and you drive by somebody's barn and you see a fucking 67 GTO.
You want it.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, shit. That's pretty much the same thing. I mean, every graffiti writer, whether they're old school or new school, they see an old fucking Rust-Oleum or an old Red Devil or an old Wet Look or an old Krylon. They're like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I do. You know, when I see old paint, I'm like, oh, shit, that shit's fucking, you know, it's beautiful. It's nice. Oh, I used it. Or, shit, I wish I would have fucking had it. But whatever. You
Red
know,
Devil, I remember that.
The Red Devil, that was dope. I always liked that little fucking devil.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Tail and everything with the fork?
Yeah, they had the fork. Then they had the one with just the face with the goatee. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. Wet Look was nice because the actual can was the color of the cap, which was the color of the paint.
Yeah.
You know, so if you got a brown can, the whole fucking can was brown. If you got a fucking pink one, the whole thing was pink. You know, I actually like the old cans that have the fucking metal caps on them.
Wow.
Dude, you know,
that's before my time,
there's
buddy.
A lot of shit. Fucking Zeus had shown me a can that the fucking, it has a valve and you fucking screw the fucking cap in. Yeah, wow. It looked like a little fucking hand grenade type of shit. Yeah, so there's a lot of shit out there. Maybe you should get into fucking the old cans. Dude, you start looking on people's, you know, pages, and you're like, damn.
I'm not buying them.
I didn't say you're going to buy them, but...
An old can?
You'd be amazed.
Wow.
Amazed how much fucking money these fucking paints go
Americana.
For. No, Rust-Oleum, Wet Look.
It's Americana, you know? Oh, yeah, yeah, shit.
It's like fucking apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
Chevy's an apple pie.
Exactly.
Well, before we wrap up this episode, who do you want to shout out, man? You got any last words or anything good to say? Anything?
Shout out to all my homies already.
We'll forget the presidential election, so get into it.
Shout out to my man Dio.
Shout him out.
You know you my nigga.
That's right.
JD, you there, homie. Sev, ZA, Cone, CE, you killer. Zane, I'ma come get ya. I ain't forget about ya.
Well, once again, another Alski episode under the belt. Stay tuned. Nothing but good shit coming up. I want to thank my man JR for swinging through. Big shout out to George at All The Right.
Thank you for having me.
I just want to shout everybody out, everybody that supports the Alski Show. Thanks for your support. Continue to do so. Please subscribe. And check it out. TheAlskiShow.podomatic.com. And we out like a trout, bitches.
Peace.
Next episode. One.